Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. And, you know, I'm back. I'm ready to have a good time today. And you guys are going to have an extra special time in the studio because I
brought... Yeah, we got coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to need it because I just got back from a cruise through the Caribbean. Hit Cozumel in Jamaica. I got some Jamaican coffee. But you guys are drinking Starbucks. It's not the same.
Don't mention them.
You keep your Norwalk Virus coffee to yourself.
That's true.
They're not advertisers.
That's right. But I'm buzzing on Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee right now. That happens. It has an extra kick to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll be joining you shortly.
That's why, you know, they have the Blue Mountain coffee in Jamaica, and they also have the ganja. Because they drink too much Jamaican coffee, and they have to have something to bring them back down to normality.
Ah.
That's what I learned.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
True. So we have that, and then I also had a stop off in Cozumel, and I picked up a...
Mexico.
A sipping bottle of tequila. Not just any tequila. This is like the super tequila.
Is that what I see over there in that guitar-shaped bottle?
That's right. Grab that and show everybody on Facebook Live today what we're talking about.
Oh, wow. It's got shot glasses with it and everything.
Just a bottle of this concoction
this
costs like...
Where's the camera?
A few hundred dollars for this particular sipping tequila. Yeah, you can see. They can see that. See? And it's shaped like a guitar and the whole thing, and there's shot glasses, the whole thing. So you guys are going to be samplers.
This is a very high-end... Here's the deal.
Bottle of tequila. We're not diving, so you guys have to drink it.
Well, here's the deal.
It is my gift to you.
I will match you shot for shot. Whatever you have, I'll have.
That's easy enough. All right.
But you never have any on the air.
Well, one of us has to be responsible.
No,
that
don't.
That is always me.
You're sitting down. You're not driving or diving.
I'm sorry, I have to laugh.
That's not part of the
deal. I am not taking a drop unless you do.
Well, we'll see about that.
I'm not going to get all loopy.
But I brought all this.
Your monkey for your entertainment.
Dance for me, monkey.
Put on the tutu.
Yeah.
I'll beat you
well,
with a stick.
We'll
maybe
see.
A Bubble Boy might have.
Yeah. Okay.
Shot.
Well, he didn't voice any. No. You know, concerns.
I'm down with it.
Yeah. He's like, oh, hell yeah.
Say chili tequila?
Yeah, that's the brand. But
chili beans.
No.
That's a nice little bottle and stand.
Yeah, the bottle is shaped like a guitar. And
I thought it was an ukulele.
Is it from Chile?
No, that's not an ukulele.
It's
that'd
about the same size as a ukulele.
No, that is incorrect.
That's a pukulele.
Oh, there you go.
Hilarious!
A pukulele.
He did one.
That's awesome.
He made it funny.
That's awesome.
He made it funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, only on Scuba Radio can you find that kind of top-shelf humor.
All right, so the Three Stooges are obviously in the studio today looking at a bottle of tequila.
Pukulele.
Connected
that.
Via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Boater,
Bugger,
and Mr. Walt DeMartini, who is mourning. A bit today. Walt, you did hear the news, correct?
Walt, the cancellation at the Hilton?
No. This is way worse. I hate to break this on you right out of the gate, but we just got news.
I know what this is.
There was a fire at the Mount Gay Distillery in Barbados.
Yeah. A moment of silence.
No. Yeah, you're joking, right? I knew about it.
Tell me you're joking.
You knew about that.
Yeah. Yes, 150 liters of Mount Gay rum.
Wow. Up in flames.
That. Walt hit every liquor store in Fort Lauderdale and bought up everything.
Yeah. So you're well prepared for this tragedy. Is that what I'm assuming there? Good.
And I'm going to have to change over to Guatemalan rum, some Ron Zacapa 23 or something.
Really? You would jump ship that quick?
He's got a backup plan.
He's a big fan of the Mount Gay, and he likes the rum, too. Hey!
Greg, you know that Walt's pool is full of that Mount Gay rum. It's the whole pool.
That's right.
So he's got at least a week's worth of
Mount Gay before. Oh, I thought that was water.
No. No, that is...
So during the winter months, he stores it in his pool. Smart move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, there's no shortage of Gomez Hilton of Mount Gay rum. I mean, welcome to Rum Radio, by the way, or tequila, rum. It's kind of taken this turn because...
Drunk radio.
Yeah, I took a little family vacation last week. So let me back up just a little bit and bring the class up to speed.
Yes, please bore us with that.
Yeah. So I actually had a family vacation where I hopped on board a cruise ship. And I'm a little conflicted on doing this type of thing, but it was a family thing.
Did you get the Norwalk virus like you thought you might?
No, the Norwalk virus. No, I did not sprout a horn or anything like that or... You know, it's how they invented the shish kebab. Don't make me, go back.
What?
He was on the nausea of the sea.
No, that was incorrect. I was on its sister ship.
He was playing the ukulele.
No, I was not. I didn't get sick. It actually was a very nice vessel.
Blink, blink, blink,
one of the biggest
blink,
cruise blink. Ships in the world, actually. And quite a vessel. And as a matter of fact, they have a full paddy diving facility on the boat. So it was pretty impressive what they offer as far as, amenities and things like
this.
Very
cool. So you could do that as one of your excursions?
You could. Dive. Yeah, actually, you could get your scuba certification on board. And they actually did pool sessions on the cruise ship. So they had that going on. I didn't participate. I went in, under the radar. I just kind of wanted to observe how things go on.
You don't want anybody... knocking, bothering you in your cabin at all hours of the night.
Yeah.
It's Greg from Scuba Radio.
Yes. The paparazzi can get a bit much at times. So, I played, I went under the radar, just said I was Bubble Boy.
Sunglasses, baseball hat.
Who are you? I'm Bubble Boy. Oh, okay.
That's his excuse.
They just move on.
That's not very nice at all.
You weren't a sweaty Florida tourist?
Well, I was kind of that.
You mean to tell me Bubble Boy is not famous?
Well, he is.
I beg to differ.
Infamous.
No, they... True. If they know to avoid him.
If you look, Greg was on a ship for a week and he's still not tan.
Yeah, how does that work?
It was a big ship.
You must have had a lot of reef-safe sunscreen on.
Well, I did use some of that. I did indeed. But,
you gotta mention that later on.
We're going to talk about sunscreen nonsense. Some more of that reared its ugly head last week, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But back to the cruise, I'm conflicted because I actually like cruising with family and friends and stuff, but I'm conflicted from the standpoint that I don't necessarily like. Some of the things that they do when they go to the islands. And when a cruiser goes...
Wait,
say,
did you get your hair braided?
Well, yeah, duh.
Okay.
Went in,
I want to see pictures.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you.
But when people go on these cruise ships and they stop off on these islands...
Did you wear a coconut bra?
What do you think I'm wearing under this shirt now, you idiot? So, they go off and they visit a place like Cozumel or Jamaica. And what the cruise industry has done is create these Disney-esque island, areas. So when you get off the cruise ship, you visit Cozumel, St. Kitts, Jamaica, whatever. And the cruise lines own the shops and everything. They get a piece of the action. They've created these little Disney-esque island getaways, and the cruise ship passengers get off and they shop and they buy their booze, whatever, and then they get back on the boat and think they've been there, and the reality is this is a fake version of the island.
Wait a minute. So yeah. You're telling me if you go on a cruise ship as a tourist, there are going to be some touristy type things happening?
Well, especially in these islands, because the cruise ships have bought these ports and literally took over the whole area. And then people won't go outside that gated area to actually see the real island.
Because you'll be killed.
Yes.
Well, that's
CJ.
Some of the fear of some of them. Maybe.
What he is saying is that he would have preferred going on a cruise where you get into an unknown vehicle and you're kidnapped for 2 days.
So yeah, duh.
2 days if you're lucky.
You feel alive on the edge of death.
We can make that happen, Greg.
Yeah, all right.
We can take you out in the middle of somewhere and leave you for dead.
It's not just me that is upset about this.
It's just you.
No, but and I'm not really upset. I'm just pointing out.
Drink your ukulele.
All right, yeah, let's have some of that. We're going to need it. Dealing with you idiots here for the next couple hours. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You are pretty spry for an older fellow.
What you think, Pilates?
Gonna jump right in and take a real long dive. Post a pic if I come out alive. Take in 2, 3, 4, even 5. Cause I can dive at 55.
Yes, you can. I can. I have. And, well, let's dive. I didn't on the cruise. I just I watched a bunch of folks that were doing some diving off the cruise ship. You know, I don't know that that's the ideal way to do a diving. You know, I mean, if you want to mix it up like that, you do have the options, and they are trying to make it easier and more efficient for cruise ship passengers to get certified or take a Discover dive, or, you know, when you go into Cozumel for the day, there were several operators that were there to take you out and get you, you know, back and forth.
Get you wet.
Yeah. And I was tempted.
Don't they have a lot of drift diving down there?
They do. They do indeed. You know, but and the thing is, the downside to it is it's really expensive. You know, and like the cruise ships, they all do this where, like, if you're going to go diving and you book it through the cruise ship, literally, I bet you it's at least double the cost of what it would be if you booked it on your own. But
Three times.
Yeah. But however, if you do book it with them, they guarantee to get you back to the boat so you don't miss the boat.
And
there's that little caveat of uncertainty, like if they don't get you back and then you're on your own, they could become very expensive. So they try to scare people in that regard and like, well, yeah, you can go with those other folks and book them by yourself, but if you don't get back to the boat, well... And they say it just like that, like Jerry the Diver guy.
Well, yep. Greg, would they tow you?
Yep.
Could they tow you in back of the ship?
You're on your own. Say, Barry the Boater, what?
Could they tow you in back of the ship while you're diving? Sort of like what I did with you guys?
No, they could not do that.
That'd be a long way.
That'd be wrong. Actually, you know, the week I was on one of their other boats, somebody evidently did jump off the boat.
I heard about that.
Yeah, when it was at
how
port.
Good a cruise, it how good a cruise could it have been if the guy hated it that bad?
You know,
I'm out of here.
It was 11 stories, wasn't it? Something
it was equivalent. Something ridiculous, you know, and it was some kid. You know, it was, honestly, it was one of the kind of things that we do on a lot of the dive boats when we're traveling, you know, but this was on a cruise ship.
And it's not 11 stories in the dive boat.
Yes.
He thought he was going to meet Greg, and he was on the wrong boat.
Did he enter straight? Or did he break every bone in his body?
No, I think he survived. He thought it was a hoot. You know, he just thought it'd be fun to do a deep dive off the deck of the boat. And the cruise line was not very happy with him. And I think he has been banned for
life. He's been banned.
Yeah, he was banned for life.
He was banned.
So, you know, but he may not have had a good experience anyway. So he's like,
were they in
screw
port?
You guys.
Were they in port or were they out to sea?
I believe they were in port.
No, they were in port.
Yeah.
That could be dangerous because, you know.
Well, yeah.
There's rocks and all kinds of stuff. You don't know what's
people.
Down there.
Oh, he got hurt.
He did get hurt. See, I didn't hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have no major problems, but I mean, he
was
for several days.
Wait. Yeah. Did Jerry just say he didn't have any problems? I think he does have problems. He's an idiot.
He's got mental problems.
Yeah. I mean, that's not smart to do something like that. So, yeah, you can. I mean, I totally understand why the cruise ship would ban him. Like, look, you dummy.
He got hurt his back and his neck and stuff.
Maybe he had the Norwalk virus. Did he have the Norwalk virus? Because I hear that that's the best place to be if you got that virus is in the water.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't eat any corn. Don't eat any corn before you go in, though.
Oh, golly.
You'd be attacked by seagulls.
Seagulls.
Yeah.
George
okay.
Seagull.
You have Katie Seagal.
Let me just clear it up right now. That guy, there wasn't me. So I was a totally
that's
different
person.
Nah, we would have heard about that.
I thought, oh, Greg. Oh, it's not
I
Greg.
Started getting the texts right away. Greg, was that you?
Well, they said he jumped in. Oh, if he fell in. I'm
the
like,
cliff divers of Acapulco.
Yes. No, it wasn't me. And but you know, you can.
If you did jump off the top of a cruise ship, what would it sound like?
What do you mean? What would it sound like? Smell it.
Thank you. Splat.
Splash.
Okay.
Thank you, boys.
All right. Well, I thank you for recreating that magic. But, yeah. You know, the thing is, though, I didn't do any diving. I just watched some of the operators and saw what they had set up. And it is easily done. You know, but
jumping?
No, going.
Oh, you're talking about diving.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm back to that now. So, you know, if you have the opportunity, take advantage of it. Just realize it's a lot more expensive if you book it through the cruise ship. But, you know, and the dive operators are really good, by the way, about getting you back to the boat. So that scare tactic they use, like, well, if you don't book with the cruise ship and pay us three times what they generally charge, well,
I guess if the ship leaves without you, you get a free helicopter ride back to it, right?
No, they just...
this ain't Magnum P.I.
No, they don't. I don't think they do the helicopter thing. I think they'll just figure out a way to fly it back to the next port.
That'd be awesome.
What, a helicopter ride?
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't.
Talk about making an entrance.
They do have a helicopter landing pad.
It's either a lake diver or Batman.
Okay. Well, either way, you know, you have the choice. But, you know, you don't really feel like you're on the island if you don't go outside their little... You know, terminal area.
We talked about this.
Yeah, okay. But we are going to sample the tequila I brought back for CJ and Bubble Boy. And
this
stuff that I brought back, this is, you know, if you're going to Cozumel, where I went, and Jamaica, the two big souvenir things you get, obviously, when you go to Mexico, is tequila. So that's what I was looking for.
And a hangover.
No, didn't. You don't get that from Cozumel.
Diarrhea from the water.
Exact. No, that might be from Mexico too.
That's Montezuma. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I did pick up. You get tequila. As
did
souvenir.
You have tacos?
Of course.
Okay.
Well, nachos, which aren't really authentic. But we were at Margaritaville, so what are you going to do? See, we didn't go outside the cruise ship terminal's Mexican pavilion, so we just went to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville,
which you could do here. At home, right? Because there's a Margaritaville.
But I was in Cozumel.
There's a Margaritaville in Universal Studios. And,
right.
And also, is the one in Daytona done yet?
I believe it is.
They got one in Southeast Florida down there by Walt, I think.
Yeah. So
yes, there is.
I need to go to all of them.
Too close to home.
Yeah. I mean, have you had their margaritas?
Greg.
Yeah. Makes you feel like home.
So Florida's home in Margaritaville.
They had free Wi-Fi, so... We had to go to
why didn't you say so?
Margaritaville and you know Jimmy Buffett. I mean, he's not doing too well, so you want to contribute to his retirement.
Did you see him? Were you gone when he sang the national anthem in one of the playoff games?
Yeah, I was like, ooh, he needs help.
Yeah.
So better go spend some money and pay double. You know, that's the thing. You go to the one in Cozumel, you usually pay double what we pay back here in Orlando. So I felt honored. And that's not right. Screwed?
Privileged.
I don't know. Yeah, but it was still, it's just part of the whole tour.
Barry, help him.
Experience. All right, tequila tasting coming up soon. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. So what's the best souvenir to come back to the studio with from, after traveling to Mexico?
Senorita.
Ah, gonorrhea. See, you should have been on the trip with me.
You're married.
Well, that's true, I guess, yeah. I don't know. She's open to a lot of things.
Really?
Just saying.
Really?
Bubble boy?
Gonorrhea.
Wrong.
Survey says,
yeah,
the gift that keeps on giving.
The proper one is tequila, and that's what I brought back. And this is a special tequila that I brought back for CJ and Bubble Boy to try in the studio. The rest of the crew could try it, but they're not here in person. So
why is it brown?
Well, you know, there's it's aged. And the water of Mexico.
Isn't it supposed to be clear?
No.
I'm a little concerned.
That's the crappy tequila. This is real Mexican tequila made with a natural water source.
Yeah, right.
Is there a worm in there?
There's no worm. I went wormless.
Do they source the water from a blue hole?
Yeah, remember that?
A brown hole.
No. This is actually the reason that this is a brown sipping tequila. Hole. This is like $250 bottle of tequila.
God, you got hosed.
The thing is, it's aged in cherry barrels, casks.
Oh, that's maybe
so. This is a sipping tequila. This isn't like a shooter, typical margarita.
Well, yet it comes with two shot glasses.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What do you mean, two?
It's got two shot glasses.
No comprende.
Yeah, so there's one for you, one
but you
for...
You said it's not for shots.
Well, it can't... I mean, it's generally a sipping
it's
tequila.
It's like sake.
But you can do it as a tequila shot, and so you have the choice.
Chug.
So come on, pour it up there, CJ and Bubble Boy.
I'm curious now.
We gotta see what these guys can do.
We gotta go.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Smells good.
Yeah, I told you. It's a cognac kind of tequila all the way from Mexico. Jerry Beatty, by the way, is in Dominica. We're going to check in with him soon, too. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
Wow, infotainment.
We're lost children of the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. I am Greg the Dive Master. They have the bottle of tequila that I brought back from Mexico.
Pour one for Greg. Here you go.
Yeah. Well, did you already have some?
No.
Delicious.
No. No, right, you're now a liar. No, you guys have to drink it first because I want to make sure no one dies before I take
I'm
a sip.
I'm drinking coffee.
No, you can. This actually is a sipping tequila. You can drink this with coffee. It's highly advisable.
Listen.
If you're... Yeah, you can hear it. The clink.
No, hell yes. No.
What do you mean? Hell no. Hell, it's sipping.
You're a huge shot.
Well, once again, you're supposed to sip it, CJ. This is a sipping tequila. This isn't a shooting tequila, man. Unless you're so inclined to do so just for the heck of it. So Bubble Boy has his
always
glass.
Hold it with both hands.
And you can
that's
see this
great,
on Facebook.
But what about the shot?
Ah, good point. Mm. What do you think?
That's actually really good, Greg.
See? Wow. Give him. We got to let about 5 minutes pass before I'll take a sip. I want to make sure it's not poison. No, I said 5 minutes. In the meantime, Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine is on the island of Dominica. I believe we have him connected via FaceTime right now. Jerry, come in. Are you drinking too or what? What's going on?
Hey, gang, can you hear me?
We can. You sound good there, buddy. And you're
That's fantastic. I'm sitting here with Simon Walsh. We're at the Fort Young Hotel and the. The ocean's rolling in, and I was afraid you wouldn't be able to hear me for the background noise.
Well, no.
God have mercy on you.
Yes, we got a pretty good connection. That's excellent. So you're on the nature island of Dominica as we speak, and I assume it's a little early in the day for you guys to be drinking, but I don't know. Is your diving done? And maybe you are, or what?
Wrong, Greg.
Yes, there we go. Yeah, of course. Simon and Jerry together. I mean, the drinking starts by noon, at least, at the latest, I'm guessing. But,
yeah, but we're sipping rum down here. You know, we don't touch that tequila stuff.
Well, so you know, this was a gift that I brought back to the crew. I just came back from Mexico. But you guys are kicking back with some rum and kabulis, I bet, there in Dominica. Is that right?
Yep. Well, we were, but we drank all the kabulis and we had to go to care.
Okay.
Waiting for the truck.
All right, there you go. Well, that's just
you
do.
So Greg, we'll send you, when you come down for Dive Fest, we're going to send you back with some sipping rum called Rum Dogs.
Rum Dogs. Like the sound of that.
It's the best sipping rum you'll get in Dominica.
Okay. I'm digging on that.
Is Screws still open?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What about the Screws? The place up in the mountains? Did they reset the last year or so there, Simon, or what?
Up there today, Greg, and Screws is not open. Don't really expect it to reopen, but there's three or four other places that are great. Tia's is still awesome.
Okay, all right. So they get these natural hot spring areas that they've created
baths like a
volcanic hot baths.
Yes, yeah. Volcanic hot baths. That's a good way to describe. But it's in the middle of the rainforest of Dominica. Beautiful setting. Very cool to just chill. What a great way to spend your surface interval in between all the diving. So let's talk about that, because that's why you're there, right, Jerry? You've been diving the nature island first time in a while, right?
Yep. Me and Simon went in the water just the other day, and I was greatly pleased to see no damage at all.
Nice.
In the Scottshead area. I saw nothing. We saw a school of barracuda that had... How many were there, Simon?
It was 30 barracuda.
Wow.
30 barracuda swimming by right there in one school. Wow.
Awesome. So the color is still there. It's very dense. I mean, that's the one thing, you know, when we've been to Dominica in the past, I've always been shocked how lush the underwater environment, let alone topside. But underwater, man, it's like going to three different islands and taking all the best of what they have and just like condensing it in a really tight-knit area on the reef. Super colorful. That's what you saw, Jerry?
I saw some good stuff. I got to tell you, we know there has been some damage. It's still world-class. I got to tell you, there's very few places that you're going to see really any change.
Nice. Well, that is very good to
Champagne
hear.
Champagne Reef still bubbly?
Yeah, what about that? Champagne Reef.
Yeah, the bubbles are still bubbling. It's still going into Champagne. So
very nice, yeah.
Champagne in itself was an area that did take a pretty severe hit from from a ravine. So realistically, the place took a pretty severe knocking. Mm-hmm. And the reef for diving is actually still okay. And it's actually it's pretty cool to go there and watch the regrowth happening now. It's happening so fast.
Well, that's good to hear.
Of all the sites, as you know, Champagne was one of our shallowest sites, so it was a bit more susceptible to damage than many of our other sites. You remember how quickly everything drops off into deep water here.
Right. Well, you know, and it's kind of cool because it's the volcanic activity on the island of Dominica filters through this little area and creates all these tiny little bubble streams, and you literally, you know, feel like you're swimming through a glass of champagne. It's a pretty remarkable sight there.
I had a student today doing Discover Scuba, Greg, and took him out right in front of the dive shop down in Sufria, and I said, "Okay, go ahead and put your fins on." And he started jumping up and down. I'm like, "What's we were already in the water, in about 4 feet of water. I'm like, what's wrong?" He's like, "My God, my foot sank into the sand like 6 inches, and it's hot."
I said, "Wow!
Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you about the volcanic sand underneath our feet."
That's
yes, cool. It's just a warm, welcoming feeling.
Greg, that was the first volcano I had ever seen in my life. Was when we were driving around that island and the steam was pouring out of one of the vents.
Yeah, it wasn't really. Well, I guess it was a volcano.
What the hell is
steam
that?
Vent? They got a bunch of these around the island. I mean, Dominica, like the most volcanic island in the world or Caribbean or something like that, right, Simon? What is the story
in the world?
The
little island of Dominica has 9 active volcanoes on it. So, you know, no other island. Of course, Indonesia has way more than that, but that's in
in a large area,
and hundreds and hundreds of islands. So in one island, we have 9 volcanoes.
And Simon, do they still have that stream or creek in the middle of the island that has like the little hot volcanic baths in it?
Of the Layu.
Yeah.
We have those all over the place. Yeah. I don't know which one you're specifically referring to.
They need to clean up that one that I was in.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing we don't want to talk about. Ahead, Simon. What?
I want to get in here that me and Simon are here in training. We're making sure that we can keep up rum pace for what's coming up.
Yes.
Simon's going to tell you about the 25th anniversary of Dive Fest.
Nice. And this will happen when?
July 4th to the 15th.
Excellent.
We're looking forward to the 25 years. We're going to have to put a lot of work into making it the biggest and best Dive Fest ever.
Well, we hope to be there. That is the plan, to bring the Scuba Radio crew here, or there, I should say. And participate in this event. It's going to be a big deal for the island, not only just for Dive Fest, but just the fact that Dominica's back. I mean, you guys got whacked pretty good a little over a year ago there, and you know, the reports have been getting better and better. So I'm excited to get back myself. But and I know you're ready to welcome just as many divers as we can get there for the week of Dive Fest. Is that right, Simon?
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, like you said, is getting the word out that we're back, we're on our feet. This is Jerry's first trip down since Maria, and he knows the island as well as anybody. And you know, I think he's running through a gamut of emotions when he sees some areas that have some of the interior forests where some trees are damaged. And that's upsetting. But in general, I think he's finding out that we're back in business, we're up, we're ready for visitors. And the amazing thing is, Greg, that our visitors coming down now, every single one is reporting an amazing experience. So this is like Recovery Dive Fest. This is saying we're back, we're in good spirits, we are strong, we're resilient. But beyond that, it doesn't make sense if you guys aren't having a good time. So come down, because I guarantee you're going to have a good time. Now.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt.
Number 25 is going to be a big one.
It's going to be huge. I have no question about it. Like I said, we hope to be there, too, with the Scuba Radio crew and be a part of that magic. I mean, Dominica has a special place in my heart. And actually, Jerry was the one who actually turned me onto this island years ago. It's probably 10 years ago, and he's like, "You got to come out to this place."
We still blame Jerry for that.
Exactly.
It's over 10 years. It was 2007, and that was a blast.
It was. Yeah, Bubble Boy was there with me. That was my first adventure in Dominica. We just had an amazing time, and literally, it's one of my favorite places on the planet, if not the. I've rated Dominica like my favorite island before in the past, and I still feel it's right up there, even despite the damage that might have happened there a little over a year ago, or whatever. But actually, it's been longer than that. Maria was when, Simon?
16 months we're going now. Not 16. That we're counting or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But it's good to get a positive report, especially about the diving in particular. And we look forward to catching up with you guys for Dive Fest 25 here in July. So I'll let you get back to your rum. I don't know. What is this, a marathon or just, lubricating the liver kind of thing? What do you think, Jerry?
We call it training.
Training. Yeah. That's right.
There's dive training, there's rum training, there's dive fest training. Mix them all up.
Yeah, obviously they're done with their diving. All right, enjoy your rum, my friends, on the Nature Island. What a beautiful place. Man, that'll be a fun thing. Mark your calendars. The 4th of July, 25th anniversary.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's a symbiotic relationship. I'm a mighty great white shark lemon, and you are a remora clinging to me with your suction cup head. I give you a free ride, and in exchange, you eat my parasites.
Baby, there's a shark in the
world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio sipping tequila from Mayo.
Your turn, Greg.
All right, let me have a little sip of this stuff. Sure. This is sipping tequila. It's been 5 minutes. That's what I wanted.
Like,
you know, Bubble Boy is basically our living Petri dish. So I wanted to make sure if he drank it and he didn't pass out or it wasn't liquid poison.
I'm starting
to
feel a mild little buzz right now.
He hasn't started excreting yet.
True. No. All right, let's see.
Faker, you didn't drink it.
Oh wow,
I'd see that on the video. Mm-mm.
Did he drink it for real? You're close.
Yeah, I did. No, I absolutely did. That was tasty stuff.
Somehow there's more in there now than was when he drank it.
Wrong.
Is that a dip cup?
You guys are liars.
Why is it brown again?
It's aged in cherry flasks, okay. Or, I mean, not flasks, barrels.
Does it taste like cherry?
It has a smoky flavor to it. It has a. It doesn't, you know, smell like your typical tequila. Wouldn't you agree? You tasted it, right?
I have not.
He has not tasted it.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You know, they call it like a cognac kind of sipping tequila. This is a high end kind of thing that you're, you know, it's very sophisticated.
I'm sipping my sweet bean squeezins.
I think they sold him some paint thinner.
Wrong.
No. In honor of Walt, I will drink another.
Yes.
That smoky taste you had in there was the Mexican hoodie cigarette in it.
No, that is not true, Jerry. You
Ooh, it's
are
got
a liar
an ashy
too.
Aftertaste.
No, that's not. This actually has won awards. This is an award-winning tequila, the Chile brand that we have. Yeah, there you go. You're supposed
Good Lord,
to
he's gargling.
Like a wine, cognac, kind of, you know, this is very sophisticated kind of tequila. This isn't
it's
like
familiar.
Oh, no,
he's the only one that has the guts to drink it.
Do
Greg.
Not puke in my car later.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll puke in it now.
I will tell you, though, hearing Jerry and Simon talk about the rum sounded pretty good, too. But, you know, if you wouldn't know that was tequila, would you think that was tequila? Bubble Boy.
You can definitely taste the agave, but aftertaste.
It's 100% agave,
but it's slight. It's slight. Like you know, you can, if it's tequila, it's just a really good one.
It doesn't have that like you know that face after you take a drink of it, where you go, that was good.
It's not like that popular one they have here, where you take it tastes like Listerine.
Yeah. Right.
No, this you is know, really good.
Yeah, CJ doesn't seem to be sold on the idea. You know, Bubble Boy's drinking this stuff like it's like, you know.
He's pounding it.
This is like, he's drinking it like it's 1995 Rotgut. Remember, that's a $250 bottle of tequila there, buddy boy.
Good night, sweet
Keep
prince.
Drinking. Keep drinking.
Every drink
See if
is
he
like
makes
a roll
it
of
to
quarters.
The end of the show.
And, yeah. I think it's like 80 proof stuff, you know, so.
He's an animal.
It's for drinking. It's for drinking. Yeah, I don't even know what that means when it's like 80 proof. Jerry the Diver Guy is our
40% alcohol.
Okay. So
it's
that,
half whatever the proof is.
And so it means it'll get you there quicker if it's 80, right?
80's not super strong.
It's not super? Okay. Is that typical for tequila, Jerry? Do you know? Or do you only?
That's fairly typical for tequila.
Is it? Okay. All right.
I think the vodka I drink is that.
You know, the more in it, the better it is.
Well, the more you drink, the better it tastes.
She said.
Well, no, you have to drink more 80 than what you would 120 or anything like that.
Or 151.
That's just solid math.
151.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Fair enough.
151, get her done.
Yeah. Look at Bubba Boy. He just, at that.
He looks cockeyed.
He lost the feeling in the right side of his face. Awesome.
His face is drooping.
That means it's working.
That's good. It's good stuff.
Oh, we're not diving today. Did I say that already? So we're
look
relishing in the souvenirs that I brought back from my latest travels. You know, which you know, once again, tequila, Mexico, it goes hand in hand. That's what you do. And Jamaica, you bring back
refried beans,
Blue Mountain coffee.
No,
ganja.
There, exactly. There hello.
You bring back your best bud.
Yeah, you do, but you can't, not legally. So you bring the next best thing, which is the Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee.
Just leave Denver. Your bags unattended at the airport for 5 minutes.
Well, okay, yeah, maybe.
Don't do that.
No, that would be unwise.
Bad idea.
But there's specific things about how they grow the coffee in Jamaica, so it makes it a good, you know, a good souvenir as well.
They grow it in like goat poop.
No, this isn't that coffee where they have the monkeys eat the coffee beans.
No, it's meerkats.
And is it meerkats?
Yeah, leukemia.
And then they digest them.
Leukemia.
Leukemia, no.
That's not it.
This is a different type
Kablooey.
Of coffee. But it's a certain type.
Dingleberry.
No, peaberry.
Peaberry.
No, peaberry is the name of the coffee beans.
No, but it's not a bean, Greg. There's no such thing as a coffee bean.
What is it, a berry?
They're all seeds.
How dare you?
No, they're called berries.
I think that's a tequila talking right there.
Coffee plants.
No, it's he said
when I buy
berry.
I go
coffee berries.
My big ass bag of beans to grind, it says whole bean.
Whole bean, right. But this was peaberry. That's from Mr. Bean, though.
That's from Mr. Bean.
Teddy?
All right, we'll get back to diving. Yeah, tequila's working its magic on Bubba Boy. Let's find out if he makes it through hour two.
Monkey bean is Copa Luwak.
That's
all right, Jerry's drinking too. Oh well, so what you do? Scuba Radio Happy Hour has begun. All right, hour two on deck. Stay close. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. You're hot on whale here. That's why it's hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.